Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, hello. Today I got the bus.
Where?
A story for you. I went to Maida Vale to buy some old magazines from a man I met on Depop.
Okay.
But
sounds safe.
Sounds safe. I know. I was like, what am I doing? I actually thought it was a woman until I arrived and saw it was a man, but we were in the open. It was 9:30 a.m. But as I was on the bus, I passed this girl kind of staggered across the zebra crossing, and she was like 23 and she was in a leather jacket, and it was 9 a.m. and she was smoking and drinking a can of Fanta.
Fleabag.
I was like, that is the most AWD energy, except it isn't anymore.
Yeah, I love that so much.
Oh, to be young again.
I know. I saw a girl when I left home the other day. I think I was going to like hot yoga or something lame, and she was getting out of a black cab, and she looked like she was just with locked eyes, and I was like, we know each other in another life. Like, she was just a fashion girly who had gone on a night out after work and was stumbling home.
Staggering home. I know. We all said the vibe shift was going to happen, but hasn't happened for me. I'm still in a sensible state of mind where I'm worried about, like, eating things that will make me bloated. And
semi. I got a chaotic text from you at midnight on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Begging for me to send you, it's like a similar situation to when I was begging for you to send me the invite to the Fashion Week party so I could get my friend in, and you were having a standoff with the mouse.
I was literally standing with like a large towel for an hour.
That's special. Another special thing is our merch, which we have now announced on Instagram.
The official uniform of the
summer to
slightly
come.
Chaotic woman. Yes.
Yes. So there is a Hello Ladies baby tee, a Who is Hunky Dory box fit white t-shirt. Both of these are white. A Jade hat,
yep,
which is cream with red writing. And a girly cap, which is like, what color is that? Ready pink.
A ready pink.
Color.
All in the AWD palette.
All in the AWD palette, all in the AWD fonts. And then my favorite of all things, the P-Brain shorts, which are black and they're in that kind of track pant material, and they have P-Brain across the butt. And I swear to God, if you guys don't start sending us every person you see wearing a pair of P-Brain shorts.
That's our best work, I think, is the P-Brain shorts as designers, as creative directors.
I know, everyone was just like, wait, what did someone send us the funniest thing? They were like, Chanel past 1999 could never or something. People are being so funny, or people are just being like the creative direction on these shoots, because obviously, as you guys know, we took inspiration from the people we love most. There are more shots to come. Actually, I think one more would have come out by the time this episode drops, but there's more shots to come. We obviously, our main merch announcement photo was the AWD golden couple, Nicola Peltz Beckham and Brooklyn Beckham.
And Brooklyn Peltz Beckham.
Yes.
Yes, we had a lot of fun doing this. Extremely silly. Two silly girls frolicking in London for the sake of the merch.
Yes. And I actually can't believe that merch is happening. I don't think anyone can believe it. I don't think the girls ever thought it would come true. It's been 4 years in the making.
It's happened in spite our best efforts.
Yes, and you know the only reason it did actually happen was because we mentioned on, I think it was one of the Patreon episodes, that we had to get merch going. One of the listeners DM'd us on Patreon and said, you guys, one of my friends has a merch company in London. Mm-hmm. Then she was like, should I message her? And I was like, please. She messaged her friend, and her friend is actually an AWD listener, Victoria, and she has a company called Brand Stamp, and they're based here, but I think they're actually Aussies who came here and started it.
Yeah.
And the fact that there is merch coming is all to do with their hard work and effort, and the fact that they chased us up on emails 3 times whenever we would drop the ball.
Exactly. They are as much to... if not more so, actually. This is like their production that we hindered at every step, hindered and foiled every step of the way.
We were like, we need it by this date for our shoot, which is our, and our shoot's that.
It's tomorrow.
Yeah, and then they were like, okay, well, can you please reply?
To all the things you want. So yeah, and it's, we had so much fun designing it. We actually did put a huge amount of effort into all of our slogans, all the different things that we could do, making the color schemes perfect, making sure it was stuff like we would actually want to wear.
But also the fit of the tees. So Brand Stamp sent us a whole bunch of samples. We tried them all. We picked the best ones. And the quality is really good for the girls in New Zealand. It's AS color t-shirts, which you don't know about, but they're really good quality.
We wouldn't have accepted any less.
So very excited. So the merch comes out Sunday, the 20th, this coming Sunday. It is out 6 p.m. Sydney time, 8 p.m. New Zealand time, 7 a.m. UK time, sorry.
Yeah.
And
the early bird gets the worm.
The Patreon P-Brain subscribers, as promised long ago when they signed up to Patreon, get early access to merch. So it will be live on Patreon 24 hours earlier for the P-Brain girlies to get their P-Brain shorts.
Yes.
Special, special. I can't wait to see everyone wearing it. Obviously, it will all arrive before Christmas, so if you want to buy Christmas presents for your friends who are subscribers.
The perfect stocking filler.
It actually is, because...
it is.
Did I even tell you this? It's so cute. We got all these DMs from a couple of girls saying they wanted to buy their friends subscriptions to AWD for Christmas and how to do that, like an annual subscription. And then I was like, I don't know. And then other people messaged and said... no. And then someone else messaged and said that their friend did it for them last year and set them up a fake email address. And then gave them the email address at Christmas, and it was an annual subscription to AWD.
P-Brain shorts, Jado hat, an AWD subscription.
Sorted.
A Christmas chaotic starter pack.
Everyone play this to your boyfriends.
Yes.
We have
a couple of extremely special, amazing BFs.
A special, amazing, honorary boyfriends of the pod. You girls are very lucky that are already messaging us about getting you merch, you special things.
Yeah, someone is listening right now who has an amazing, amazing man in their life.
Yeah, who's got the first ever AWD order in.
Yeah, because he's been asking, he's been chasing, he's been doing the work.
Yeah.
And now he's going to get a girly hat. We should send him a little girly hat.
Aww. I know, I need to start giving away the merch to friends. Like, it's...
very us.
Yeah.
I said, like...
very us to do it, to pay like, for this
whole family. I was like, you can all have a Jado hat. And then I was like, there's like 30 people. Yes. That's all of them.
Yeah, we're going to make like zero profit, obviously. Because we
is
wanted
a
to do...
non-for-profit.
We wanted to do that special shoot because we knew it would make you guys laugh. And then now we're making no profit and also sending from the UK to Australia.
Yep. It's all going to be...
but it's perfect. Fun. It's all for the love of...
please as well, once you get stuff, please tag us on Instagram. We want to see you wearing it.
Yeah.
That's all I want to see.
Post a jolly little story of your butt and P-Brain shorts.
I am so excited for you being in New Zealand and like in the wild, seeing someone in the merch.
I know. I hope it happens. I hope it's like Dumois when everyone sends Dumois or people wearing their stuff. I think it will. I was like teasing my boyfriend last night because he's like mad about London. I obviously know no one because he grew up here. And I was like, you just wait till we go to New Zealand and I'm going to know everybody and people are going to be like, I like your podcast. Imagine if we see someone.
There's paparazzi outside of the airport.
I'm going to have to organize like a deep fake and get like pay some P-Brains to walk down the street in front of us wearing top to toe merch.
Yes, some crisis
I'll be like,
actors.
Yeah, I'll be like, I'm going to be at this cafe at this time and pay everyone like $100 to walk past.
Yeah. Yeah, DM us if you're available. If you're looking for a summer job.
It'll be my sister, but she's just got like a wig on. Oh. He's like, I know that's Nahiwi. Okay.
Oh, so nice. In news that will surprise quite literally no one on planet Earth, Emrata and Pete Davidson reportedly bussing, dating.
Yeah. So Dumois posted a spotted. And I actually, I don't know, I'm always skeptical. You've got this
you've caught my cynicism.
You've got this in my brain, but I think it was more because there's obviously so many people submit fake things into their account now. So I was just like, oh, they basically said spotted Pete Davidson and Emily Ratajkowski on a date. Can't believe I'm saying this. And then they were like, they were holding hands. It's like definitely a date. And I was just like, heaps of girls obviously sent it to our Instagram. And I was just like, I don't know. I feel like A, it's either a thing for publicity, or B, someone's, it's a fake sighting. But I was completely wrong, completely off the mark. According to People, the tabloid of all tabloids.
People have never
the most reputable publication out there, more reputable than the New York Times.
Yeah.
They've been chatting for a couple of months, which makes sense because basically, obviously, they're both hot. They're both single.
They feel kind of like destined to be together.
They do.
Spiritually.
And do you know what? The reason we thought, because obviously, Grace, you called this months and months ago. And the reason I thought they wouldn't be a couple, and the reason you said as well, is because Pete Davidson is good friends with Emrata's ex-husband, Sebastian Bear McLeod, or whatever the fuck his name is. I can't wait to forget that.
Yeah.
But that actually makes it make more sense, because you know how you like always kind of fancy your one of your boyfriend's friends, or like it's easy to like break up with someone and then like date their friend or want to date their friend because you're just around them and for so much and they're funny and they're like similar to your partner.
That, yeah, it makes sense for that reason. It makes sense that Emrata wouldn't give a fuck that it was her ex's friend because obviously he cheated on her. And it also makes sense that Pete Davidson would be like, oh, fuck it, it's Emrata.
Yeah.
Forget my friendship.
Also, I feel like Pete Davidson would probably...
What is the connection again? Like, they're just...
I think they might have worked together.
So the cool... The, like, only cool thing about Emrata's husband is that he produces the Safdie Brothers movies, right?
Yeah.
And that's how she knew Julia Fox. But I can't remember the Pete Davidson link to that.
I think he's just worked with him on some sort of filmy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But what... Or maybe it went back as far as, I feel like this went back as far as Ariana Grande dating Pete Davidson. And then I would like see Sebastian like with them. And I was like, why is Emrata's husband, or like Emrata was also with them? I don't know. They were just like together. Yeah. They just obviously know each other. But yeah, so US, or is it US Weekly or Us Weekly?
I always thought Us Weekly, but US Weekly makes more sense.
They said... Pete and Emily have been talking for a couple of months now. They're in the early stages, but both really like each other. Pete makes Emily laugh, and he loves how intelligent she is. She deserves a little... He would be just head over heels obsessed with her. What I like about him is he's... Obviously, he's, like, just such a cuck for the woman he dates.
Yes. But he's like... Yeah, he's just, like, a tad too chaotic for me to, like, envision them as, like, this fully on board shipping, like how he has, doesn't he have Kim Kardashian's like kid's name tattooed on him? I'm like, he just does everything so intensely.
I know.
That I would be kind of scared to date him in that way. But.
The tattoos is a.
It's like a red flag.
A red flag, massively.
Yeah.
My girl is a lawyer is really cute. Yeah, it's cute. I would like marry someone if they got that tattooed. My girl is a podcaster. Stop. I mean, true for Emrata and Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, that is true. Two podcasters. I'm trying to work out this like mind map in my head. It's
it crosses over so much.
It's Kim and Kanye break up. Kim dates Pete Davidson. Kanye dates Julia Fox. Julia Fox is in the Safdie Brothers movies, which is how she knows Emrata's husband. And then Pete Davidson's in the mix. They were like, people thought Julia Fox and Pete Davidson would date, but they never did. Is that where it begins and ends? And Julia Fox was just on Emrata's podcast.
Yeah.
It never ends. Hollywood is like these seven people. And
Kanye needs to date.
Emrata was rumored to be dating Brad Pitt. And Ange was rumored to be dating The Weeknd. That doesn't really connect to anything.
No.
And The Weeknd,
come on then.
The Weeknd was working with 106.7 Never, who does the scores for the Safdie Brothers movies. So he's friends with Sebastian Bear McCloud as well.
She did it.
Ring a ding ding. I knew there was something else. That's a big and hideous mind map.
You'd be good at that game that I was telling you these people were playing when I went to a house party at 2 a.m. in Sydney, where they picked like three figures in history or something. I can't even remember the game. I think I told...
Six degrees or whatever.
Yeah, and they try and figure out how all of them are interconnected. And they were like, right now we're doing like Hitler, like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, and it was like Julia Fott or something. I was like, oh my God, I can't.
I would be great at that.
Yes. So yeah, they're apparently dating. It does make sense in my brain. I think that they would be a really good pairing in terms of intelligence. Mm. I don't know if Pete's that smart, but yeah. I think he's witty.
Yeah, I think it seems really nice. It feels like spiritually correct.
I'm interested to listen to her podcast this week.
Yeah, I wonder if this is what I mean about how it's going to be hard for her because she's trying to have this like candidness about what's happening in sex and dating, but then it's just going to keep generating headlines. Who do you think is doing her PR in the sense that there was like people reports about her dating Brad Pitt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think she's just letting these things come out?
I don't know if people did report that, did they?
It was definitely covered in like a...
Page Six and stuff. I don't know if... Did people? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe not then.
But usually...
Yeah, people. Brad Pitt and Emily Ratajkowski are, quote, spending time together. Friends aren't sure if it's serious, a source tells people. So I'm like...
I think she's down for that, though.
I feel like she wanted the Brad Pitt storyline as like a post-divorce owning the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe the Pete Davidson thing is just true.
Yeah. Because it's a couple of months now.
Yeah.
And then I guess if they've been talking for a couple of months and they were only just spotted on a date, that feels correct.
Yeah.
I'm really glad she seems to have ditched that motorbike riding DJ that she was pashing on the streets of New York who said, this is the kind of feminism I can get on board with, when she kissed him.
Yeah, I did not like him. I like her and Pete Davidson. I don't know why.
Yeah.
They have a good feeling.
Yeah, very cute. I also love Julia Fox so much. She's just... We didn't really talk about her on Emrata's podcast at all. I mean, a lot of the stuff she said a billion times. Her talking about... I love how much... How she's just so candid and open about everything she does always. It's not like she was just doing it for Kanye for publicity. She does it about everything. She was literally, she's really different to Imrata as well, because Imrata was like, yeah, I didn't want to talk about my book because I was like just scared that it would be a failure. And Julia Fox was like, I'm writing a book. I'm going to be on the cover. It's going to be a paparazzi image. I'm going to be staring at the thing and I'm going to call it Masterpiece. And she's so iconic. She was like, I'm just writing a book. I'm finding it really hard. And obviously Imrata's. And then also she was like, they said it sells better if you're staring directly at the camera. And Imrata like doesn't even put her face on her book.
Yes. And she has this way of, I don't know why. I think it's just because she's, the word authentic is like the worst word and should never be used. But like there is this way where she says things that if anyone else said would come across as this eye-rolly brag or something. Where you just know she's just being honest, where she was like, I got offered to walk all of these runway shows at Milan and Paris and to be front row and I just couldn't be fucked. So I came home to New York to write. And I was like, if anyone else said that on a podcast, you'd just be like, that's so embarrassing, shut up. But because that's literally, she's just saying what happened to her, which is that she got offered all these things and didn't want to do them.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
But she said she's getting no film roles now because of
Kanye.
Which I fully believe. Because she was on a bit of an upward trajectory as like a... rising actor.
Yeah.
That would be really shit to miss out on a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I guess because she's like pivoted or been repositioned in the media now as like such a fashion girl, such a messy fashion bitch. But I'm also like, there's so many roles for a person like that.
Yeah, it feels hard. It feels, I would imagine people would feel like if they cast her now, it would seem like they were doing it as a cheap publicity grab.
She was also like, Imrata said, would you ever get into writing, screenwriting or something? She was like, yeah, I've written a script. The movie's this. Yeah. I just said the whole movie. I was just like, you're not like scared someone's going to steal that or that it won't get picked up or whatever. She's so iconic.
Yeah, she's.
I love it.
She's so great. What was some of the other stuff she was saying that was amazing?
She was saying that. I liked when they were talking about mother, even when she's so unfiltered that she doesn't realize how she comes across sometimes. She was talking about how she does everything herself and doesn't have a nanny. And Emrata was like, yeah, I have a nanny. I can't believe you can do it like that. And then she kept going back to not having a nanny and kept just being like, but I do it all myself. And I'm really tired because I actually raised my son. And Emrata's just like, I literally just said that I have a nanny.
Yeah. Yeah, she's got that iconic kind of, I don't know, old New York, like Andy Warhol's girl charisma thing, which is very, I just like it. I feel like it's a different era of celebrity that feels interesting, genuinely interesting.
Same. She just went on TikTok and said that aging is in.
Yeah. Which, again, I find like a bit eye-rolly in the sense of, I think she's saying it earnestly, but there's like no question that she gets
work done. True.
And the quote was kind of like, it's just, I'm so sick of women being sold $500 serums and it's all such a scam and the beauty industry is such a scam and it's so ridiculous and getting old is beautiful and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I agree with all of this on paper, but there's a reason people don't get on their high horse about it. And it's because,
I mean, does she get work done? I guess. She has like a very kind of angular looking face that looks as though she has work done. But then when you think about how she is when she talks on video, she like doesn't have Botox because she's got, I don't know, maybe her face maybe just looks doesn't. Like that. But
I don't know. It's so hard. This is the thing about it.
It is really so hard to tell. Know. I mean, but then it's also like you can't believe anyone either. Like mm-hmm. I was just about to say, I mean, Kim Kardashian said she only has a tiny bit of Botox in between her forehead. And then as I was going to say that sentence, I was like, are you joking? You're going to believe that?
Exactly. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Like Bella Hadid has absolutely nothing done other than a nose job when she was 14.
That's what I mean. Like the deception is so crazy. And I understand getting on and saying $500 skincare serums don't work, but I'm sure that there's a bazillion. These are the same people that are getting like $1,000, if not filler, lasers, chemical peels, taking, you know, chemical strength retinols.
Injecting hyaluronic acid.
There's just a bazillion million things, doing Morpheus 8, like all of this stuff. And then coming out and
what's Morpheus 8?
Morpheus 8 is like some sort of electronic current non-filler thing.
Right.
I know, I don't know why it's called Morpheus 8. It's really funny. But all that, I just feel like everyone who is in Hollywood that needs to be photographed, that goes on the street like they're doing stuff to make themselves.
But also younger. The aging is in thing or whatever she said. I think I didn't actually watch her whole video or listen to the whole thing. But I'm like, if she phrased it in this different way, I think that it is, and we have spoken about this in ways that it's like so many celebrities, I mean, we've talked about this a lot with like getting older and turning 30 or whatever. So many celebrities that we love are like hitting their stride in their 30s. 30 is where you find your style, where you feel more like confident in yourself, where you are kind of like financially independent, hopefully, and you're just like getting your groove, I think. And like, mm-hmm. I think if she phrased it like that, it would have landed a lot better.
Yes.
Which, because that is true. Like, I'm like, Julia Fox is the hottest and coolest she's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
Em Radakowski is the hottest and coolest she's ever been.
Yeah.
Like,
Kim K is the hottest Kim and K, coolest she's ever been. Yes. Yeah, no, agree. I think that's at the root of what she was saying as well. I'm probably giving like an uncharitable read. She's just trying to speak off the cuff to her TikTok audience. She's not trying to make like a, you know, write an op-ed of the New York Times.
Yes.
I think it's a good message, but I just find it. I find that like deriding skincare thing funny.
Yeah.
In the same way. You know, I'm just like, okay.
Yeah. I fully stopped using skincare after going like on and on about my skincare routine. I have kind of been using Tret still sort of, but not really. Because my skin just started breaking out again. And then I just sort of gave up. And I've been using that Welder. Is that the brand?
Oh, yeah. Is it Walita?
I love it.
The skin food.
Yeah. It's so good. I got it. It was like in a goodie bag at Fashion Week and I grabbed two.
Lucky girl.
And have been using, yeah, the skin food stuff. And Hailey Bieber, actually. So there's the skin food, which is like the normal daily moisturizing serum. And then there's a nighttime one, which is like really rich.
Mm-hmm.
And Hailey Bieber said in one of her interviews she did recently that she uses that one to like dab on her cheekbones for extra dew. And when I put it on at night the other night, I was like, she's so full of shit. She literally puts it, I reckon she puts it all over her face in the daytime because she's got perfect skin and doesn't wear makeup.
Mm.
And if you just put that all over your face in the daytime, you would be so shiny and shimmery, exactly how she looks. I think that's her secret.
Her secret is skin food. Skin food. She doesn't want the road girlies to know.
Yeah. I mean, I still use like fucking SkinCeuticals vitamin C because it's the best thing in the world, but...
I stopped using skincare for so long just out of, I don't even know, disorganization. Mm-hmm. I just run out of key things and had a bunch of weird shit that I just didn't even, I didn't even have a skincare routine whatsoever.
That is my reason why.
And then I looked in the mirror when we moved into the new house and I was like, I had a moment where I was like, you need to get your fucking life together. I like was going to go out the door to get a coffee with Zach. And he was like, can you please look at yourself in the mirror? And I was in like stained track pants. And there's like, even this jumper is like covered in indiscriminate marks. I washed it yesterday. It's like I'm turning into a slob and was wearing thick socks, Uggs, which we love. There's no problem with the Uggs.
We're both wearing Uggs right now.
A girly hat and I just looked insane and I like had
do not wear our merch when you look like that. You have to be a good brand ambassador.
I'm lucky that, yeah, Zach was like, you need to rein it in.
I love that. I said that to my boyfriend this morning.
Yeah.
When we left the house because he was also going to work. I was like, you need to, I said this morning, no joke. I said, you need to look at yourself. I was like, did you look at yourself in the mirror this morning?
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, no. And I was like, your hair is a mess. It's like it was just, I'm like, you have curly hair. Like you need to at least look at it. Like I was like, your hair's a mess. You got toothpaste in your fucking beard. Like, and I was like, you're literally in like the leadership team and you're going to go and manage some people looking like that. Like go inside. And he was like, you're being so mean. I was like, I'm not being mean. I'm fucking like saving you. I'm feral too. Like I just
there's like a thin blue line between like tasteful feral and feral. And I stomped right across it last week and I was like, I need to get my life together.
So you bought some skincare
products. Yeah.
What did you buy?
I bought Rationale.
Naughty girl.
I'm a very 0 to 100 with this stuff. It has to be
I know what you mean.
Cheap or like, and then I was going to buy like Augustinus Beta Moisturizer and it's like literally £215.
Buy Weleda. It's so nice.
I was like hovering on the button and I was like, there is, I just logically know there's nothing a moisturizer could physically do except for like my fucking personal admin that would make it worth £200.
Yeah.
I still want to get it. I want to get it in Black Friday sales.
No.
No.
Buy Weleda skin food. Honestly, it's so special.
I think it's too like thick and rich for my skin.
There's
I get
one
milia.
Thin one.
Okay. One thin one. Okay, I'll have a look for it.
Or the Roche Posay. I'm a Roche Posay girl.
I like La Roche Posay, like Bioderma. They have like a nice, cheap moisturizer.
Yeah, La Roche Posay that you can get from Boots. They also have a really good pimple spot treatment thing, which has, is it benzoyl peroxide or whatever that you want to put on pimples? That it has that in it. But I just never use it because I'm lazy. Exactly. I think when the weather turns like this, it's really hard to, we're in the opposite season to you, lucky ladies. It's very hard to like motivate yourself to moisturize or do anything when your skin needs
legs,
it the most.
I looked down at them the other day in the shower. I was like, Jesus Christ. I need to be like wheeled off to California and like looked after for a week and sent back.
I know. Sometimes I look down at my legs and I'm like, when was the last time you shaved?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. It's hard.
I mean, people say gross girls are in fashion.
Yeah. Was Julia Fox saying that on the Emrata podcast as well?
I think so. Michelle Battersby. Shout out to Michelle.
Yes.
She
a gorgeous girl.
Has a TikTok. But I only know this through Instagram, the millennial way to see TikTok. And she did this TikTok about being a gross girl and it went viral.
Yes. Yes, I am aware of this actually. Because, okay, no, sorry. I was just trying to remember why I knew this. And it's because friend of the pod, Kate, who's also big on TikTok, did a response video to it, which also did really well. And they were talking about launching like a Gross Girl
Love
beauty line or something.
Oh, my God.
Which I think they should do.
Yes.
That's what I want.
Same.
A simple
Yeah, I've been doing nothing except putting like moisturizer on if my skin's lucky.
Yeah, my skin is crying out for some attention. We all just got, I think we all just have skin, we all have like 10-step skincare routine fatigue.
Mm.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
We all have like glossier, into the gloss fatigue of having like a tastefully curated top shelf and do it. Now we're like boring and now we're doing nothing and we need to come into the middle and do something in the middle.
Yeah. Well, my eye antibiotics is apparently going to fix my skin. So,
yeah.
So I'm like, one does not need to treat anymore.
I'm
on the hard stuff now.
Yeah. Yeah, my treat's
gone.
Worn to the bone.
Someone was like, I thought you couldn't get treat in the UK. And I was like, you can if you illegally order it from Mexico.
Yeah. Duh. Do you think like spending money on facials is worth it? It's like one thing I never, ever spend money on.
Yeah. I think it's so, yeah, coming from someone that's been trying to book a facial for the past few weeks, because I was just like, I just want it to feel nice because I'm, again, feeling mm-hmm. really gross. I don't think it's worth it in terms of like the actual difference. I don't think they're rubbing serums on your face, which you can do at home.
Yeah.
And you can just, if you cleanse your skin and rub in those massage motions and then put your nice products on, like at the Cowl Shed, which is like the Soho House beauty place, they use SkinCeuticals products, which we have, or like Sunday Riley products. It's not worth it, but it's just nice. I mean, I don't really think massage isn't worth it.
See, I feel like the opposite. When I'm having, I think the happiest I am ever in history is like the 8 times I've had a massage.
Really?
I love it more than the whole time. I'm like, I wish this would never end.
I kind of feel like that about sometimes with massages, sometimes I can't get out of my stupid head with it, especially when that man was massaging me and I was like, stop. But with facials, I really like the feeling and it makes me feel really relaxed, but I don't think it does anything. I like those ones, those old school 90s
extraction facials
that they don't really do anymore,
where they pop all the blackheads on your nose.
Yes, but they did that when I got I think you guys for like one of my birthdays 1 year got me a facial there at Cowl Shed, and they did that. They were like extracting my blackheads and I want them to like get out in there and get that huge fucking medical light and shine that down on my nose and hack away at it. But yes. I don't want them to just rub moisturizer.
I got one once where she suctioned stuff out and then she showed me the tank at the Yuck. End. Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Makes you feel clean.
Yeah, clean. Okay, on to just a very quick explainer of the most hilariously insane scandal of the week.
Mm-hmm. I know nothing about this.
Yeah, it's great. I will only tell you the important facts. So FTX.
Is what?
I just need to double check that I'm right. So FTX is basically, this is like Fire Festival on the biggest scale. It's going to be 100% like a movie, a documentary, a TV series, like waiting to happen. Basically, during the pandemic, this guy called Sam Bankman-Fried created a cryptocurrency like exchange called FTX, and it became the second biggest one in the world, and it basically attracted this huge following. Giselle Bundchen.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And Tom Brady were like huge investors, and they're in these like sexy ads, like print ads, where like it's Giselle looking hot, and then it's like, I invest in FTX.
Oh my God.
And it was basically just this crypto empire that everyone was saying was like this huge success story. The guy who founded it was only in his like 20s, and he was the biggest donor to Joe Biden's presidential campaigns. Everyone thought he was this great guy. And basically in the last week, the entire thing has fallen apart. He's fleed to Argentina and is just tweeting absolute chaos. And it's turned out that it was run by these like 10 lunatics who like lived in this house and were all busting each other and like doing meth basically.
What?
I mean, they were all living in a house together, apparently all dating and sleeping with each other, doing some sort of like amphetamine based drugs and completely fucking with like billions and billions of dollars. And it's really sad because now all these people have lost their money, but he's just
so what was the scam? Like, was the whole thing not working, or were they just using people's money and lying? Like, what
they basically were they doing? They basically a huge they were trading everything off their worth being valued at a certain amount, and that was based on them having reserves of a certain cryptocurrency. And then it
like
was
like what WeWork was doing.
Yeah. So it's this idea. And then it basically came out that their sister company that they also owned controlled the value of this crypto. So it would be like if we owned AWD coin and then we're like, we have this bank that's worth $20 million because we're sitting on 60 million AWD coins and we're saying an AWD coin is worth $3 Australian. Right. So it's like, it's like a house of cards because it's all based off like...
Let's do that.
I know. It's a really good idea. And then as soon as the competitor, their biggest competitor, Binance, found out, they basically sold all their stock in this crypto to like drop the value of it. So suddenly the value of their company like plummeted. Everyone starts selling off their crypto, trying desperately to get their money back. They don't have enough actual physical money to pay everyone out. So it's just like a normal Wall Street or like GFC crash. And then Binance, this company, agreed to come in and bail them out to try and like, like calm down the crypto markets. And then they took one look at their business plan and spoke to them and they're like, they are beyond help.
Oh my God.
And refused and pulled out. And then this guy started tweeting all this absolute, like filed for bankruptcy, left the country, is like avoiding being arrested essentially. And then all these videos came out where all the people who run it just seem like these absolute morons and look crazy, and they're all in their 20s
and they live in like a
in like the Bahamas. They live in this like,
what are
crazy
those like TikTok houses called again?
Yes,
hype houses.
They live in a hype house where they all just like bus and
do drugs,
do amphetamines and like trade with crypto.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a great tale.
What's he been tweeting?
He tweeted what happened, but he tweeted like W and then 7 hours later tweeted H and then 7 hours later tweeted A for like 3 days until it spelled out what happened. And then, yeah, that's basically it.
Wow.
It's wild.
Who's going to play him in a movie?
Yeah, I'm trying to think, probably fucking Jared Leto again.
Yes.
Can't escape him. Or Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, Timmy would be really good.
He looks kind of like, I'm trying to figure out who he looks like. He's like a big kind of bear of a guy. Feel sorry for him because it's embarrassing, but it's also just like,
just don't do that naughty stuff.
I think it's the problem with crypto is just like, no one,
it feels like made the wild up anyway. West.
Yeah, exactly. Zach was trying to explain it to me and I like obviously can't understand the nuances of it because I'm like, is it just if people think it's a thing and if they stop thinking it's a thing, it's not a thing? But it's apparently more complicated than that.
Yeah.
We need to start trading crypto from merch to a cryptocurrency empire. Jare coin.
I know.
Girly coin.
For like 2 straight years, Tom's been trying to get me into crypto trading. Because he's just like, you just need to put your savings into this this coin now, today. Just put some money into this and you'll make like triple. I think my boyfriend, like my boyfriend does it. His mum does it.
Yeah. My Zach best lost friend money does on it. The FTX thing.
Really?
For full transparency.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. People are doing it. It's like, I have friends, like one of my best friends is like, yeah, I trade stocks. I was like, pardon?
Yeah.
Everyone's secretly doing sensible things and not telling each other. Yeah. If anyone has any crypto investing tips.
We don't even need the tips. We have like literally your boyfriend, my best friend all Zach's telling like us a what
gatekeeper.
To do.
He like gatekeeps.
That's, you guys are
financial.
Share your finances anyway.
No.
But no, as in like.
One day.
It just shouldn't be keeping that from someone like you. I have people literally like begging me and being like, just do this right now. Like Tom was like, if you do this today, you're going to make, because it was like when it was like all going crazy last year.
Mm.
And he was just like, if you just put money, I can't even literally remember the crypto's Doge name coin. Now. And he was like, if you just put this amount into this just today, just do it now. I'll just do it for you. Just do it now. And I was like, la, 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 la. And I was like, sorry, forgot.
Sorry.
Right, I like literally tried to set up an account. I was like, can't work it out.
No, but you just don't. This is the thing. It's like, I feel like there's stuff like crypto especially. There's a certain like gambler's impulse to it.
Yeah, I love that boy loves to gamble. He tried to get me into fucking gambling on tennis games when we were at uni and I lost all my money.
See this, like, yeah, Zach used to like love to have a punt. Like, I'm like, this is... It's a certain mentality where you don't really care if you lose the money.
Yeah.
Or I would really, really fucking care if money I could have spent
on shoes,
could have made me some money back but might disappear forever. To me, it's just not worth it. But I know it's silly because it's like there are things that are basically guaranteed investments. But...
Whatever. So over the weekend, I did something that you have done a lot, but it felt kind of momentous to me. And I went to the movies by myself. Yay. And I don't know. It's like I do things alone. I don't know how to explain this. I feel like I do things alone, but there are certain things that I would feel that I do feel weird sometimes about doing alone, like going out for meals alone.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like going to the movies alone. And on Sunday, I really wanted to see Decision to Leave. And it was also that thing of just usually I would text a few people. I mean, I did text you. You were the one person I text being like, if you're not too hungover, come to the movies. But usually, like, if you said no, I would be like, who else mm-hmm. do I know? And like mm-hmm. scroll my phone book to find someone.
Mm-hmm.
And this time I was just like, no, just go by yourself. You just want to go to this cute little cinema up the road. Bought myself some popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And had a really good time. But for the first, it was funny, for the first, I didn't actually feel weird going in or like anything like that, but for the first 20 minutes, what I couldn't relax about was A, when I arrived, there was a couple sitting in my seat, but there were like other seats beside them. But I remembered when I booked like the row being full, so I was kind of like, oh, you guys are in my seat, but I don't care. I'll sit here. Like, I don't care where I sit. Mm-hmm. And then they moved over, but they only moved over by one. So then I was sitting with this couple, with this guy right beside me. And then I just felt kind of exposed because every time I went to eat my popcorn, like, I was just like, oh, why are you guys so close?
Yeah, what? No, that's
like
not
sitting
okay.
right beside
anyone. Did you move once it started?
No, I just stayed beside them for the whole movie. Polite.
I am like a wizened old sage when it comes to going to the movies by yourself. And I will... I like to get there earlier, like not earlier, but obviously before it starts, sit. But the second I know no one else is coming in, I've like scouted where to go and just move.
To like a better spot.
Yeah. Because it's hot. I agree. It's hot. I hate sitting right next to any, like with your friend, it's fine. But yeah, a stranger, no.
Yes. And yeah. It was the only people in the row was me, the boyfriend, which is so much worse, and then the girlfriend.
Mm.
And they were kind of like, I feel like they didn't move over two seats because they were trying to be... like
no one's
inclusive
rude.
Something, and I was like, I don't want to be included in this. And I like had my little popcorn, then I had this chocolate that I'd snuck in as contraband and I like, wanted to get it out of my bag, but it was rustling, and I was just like, I just wish you guys weren't here. And then I also just fiddle a lot and I just felt like really self-conscious, but other than that I was like completely fine.
Mm-hmm.
But then the only one other thing is like the whole time I was in the movie I was thinking, oh, like you or like my boyfriend would really like this movie. Mm. And it's such a fun thing to do with someone. It's just like a nice, that's why I like going to the movies, because I feel like it's a nice, yes, activity to do with someone and then like discuss the film afterwards. And I don't know, it feels like this cute activity, but yeah, it's also nice to just do that for yourself sometimes and not worry about other people's enjoyment.
It's nice to have a little date. Yeah, it's, yeah, I think both are good. I think it's nice to have the, I think it started for me because I worked at the movies when I was all through high school and uni, and we got 50 cent tickets. So like, and the theaters I worked at were right near, it was so good, were right near my uni basically. So like if I had a gap in classes, or if like I would always just have time, I would just pop in and see a movie and come back out again. So that's where I just like got into the habit, which I now realize is like, it is a kind of unusual habit to do, to just think of going and doing. But it is such a nice thing to think, if you want to see something and no one's around or it's the middle of the day or something, that you can just take yourself and you're not going to feel self-conscious. I think, like you say, it's a really nice thing.
I reckon I'll start doing it so much more now. Yeah. Because I love, I mean, me and you both love going to the movies, which is, yeah, quite nice, because we will like go together during the day. And I love going during the day as well, mm, overnight. I prefer it so much more than night. And my boyfriend always, like, it's like doing things like that end up being just like this big deal. Like it's like, if, mm-hmm, if I'm trying to go to decision to leave with him, it's like, when are we gonna go, like what night, or like la la la, yeah, or like can't do this day or can't do that day. And it's just so nice to be like, fuck it, I'm going right now, Sunday 2 p.m by myself.
Yeah,
I feel like I'll do it just, yeah, so much more.
So nice. It's, I find eating alone harder.
Yeah,
not in like a cafe or something, but yeah, I would, if I'm away on work trips and I just go to a restaurant by myself, I feel pretty self-conscious.
Yeah, I mean, but even me too, but even doing it when you're away overseas is like easier, mm, at the same time, because there's like, it takes away that thing of there being people around that you like. I sometimes, I feel in London, I feel extra isolated because I'm like, I know that there's so many people in the city that I know, or like there's so many things on, but I'm just not doing any of it. So if, mm, I was eating alone in London, I feel like I would feel really lonely, because I would just be like, oh, right, I'm supposed to be in a city with like a lot of friends. But when I'm away, like I forced myself when I was in Milan last for a work trip or something, I was like, actually go to a restaurant, sit down, order entree, main, dessert. Do not sit on your phone texting the whole time. Like, mm, read a book or just be in the moment or like whatever. But yeah, I agree. Or I like, yeah, the only time I don't feel weird is when I go to prep.
And it's silly because I've never in my entire life been at a restaurant or a bar and like looked at someone and been like, oh, they're by, like maybe you have like a knee-jerk reaction. Usually to me it's just like, if it's like, it's like an older, which is just speaks to our culture's ageism, maybe an older man or older woman where I think they're by themselves, maybe I've had like a passing like, oh, thing. But you don't like look at people and think, are they here by themselves, that's weird, blah blah. Like other people just aren't in your, don't take up the real estate in your brain that you think they do when you're feeling self-conscious about something.
I mean, I did do this the other day, but it was because we went to like Sessions Art Club, mm-hmm, or whatever. You know that restaurant, you've been, and it's like very bougie, very nice, like kind of a place where you would go with friends or whatever. It just feels like a random spot to choose to go if you're dining alone. But yeah, then at the same time, it's like if you're traveling to London, you've heard this restaurant's really great, you don't know anyone, you want to try it, like why not go? It's just, it's kind of like, I think that's the issue with this small plates culture, actually, if we're going to get like deep into, yes, it, because it's just like really alienates single people or single diners, because yeah, it was just like he was ordering the stuff that was obviously designed to be shared but wanted to try everything, and
yeah,
and I was, aww, just, yeah.
No, I feel bad for
him. And he was sitting right beside our group, and I was, yeah, just like, yeah.
That's a good example. I feel like I think part of the problem with this as well is it's like not socially acceptable to read at a restaurant.
I fucking love reading at a restaurant.
Same. And I think it is in like a certain,
when you're away, chill or
context,
yeah,
or if you're in like Paris or, yeah, Italy, I don't know, here, if he whipped out a book, I feel like people would think he was weird, whereas if he was on his phone, they wouldn't.
Yeah.
I hate that. It's like at the hairdressers or the nail salon, I find that too. Like, I just feel really self-conscious about reading a book because I feel like it's really saying, I don't want to talk to you. Whereas if you're on your phone just scrolling, it doesn't feel rude.
Yeah, I agree. When me and Han did our, like, Europe away, when we were 24, we were traveling around for 3 months together every day in each other's company. Mm-hmm. We were like so sick of each other, but also we both love reading. Mm-hmm. And it was just really cute. We got into like such a thing of, and we just got so deep into our books. It was like the most nerdy shit ever, where we would read nonstop. We would read at breakfast. We'd order our breakfast, read. We'd read at lunch.
So nice.
We'd hire bikes and get like kebabs in
Berlin. Read on the bike.
read. Get big bottles of beer and then drive to the lake and then just read the whole time. I was reading like Game of Thrones, so I was getting through like,
that's the best feeling,
so many books. But yeah, I mean, reading in restaurants should be the one.
Bring it back. Yeah.
Quickly, Decision to Leave, very good movie. I would highly recommend it. I don't know, I was trying to do my research to see if it's out. I think it is out in cinemas in Australia and New Zealand now. Park Chan-wook, I actually haven't seen his other films, but he's like a really famous Korean director.
Yeah, I've only seen Old Boy, but he was like a real film school soy boy favorite.
Really?
yeah. But it looked amazing. I saw the trailer and I really wanted to see it. I was very disappointed and angry at myself. I was already in a hangover shame spiral, and then I was like, I can't even go to do my favorite thing, my favorite person.
Yes. No, it's a really good movie. It's twists and turns, and it's like a love story, and it's also like a murder mystery, and it's just really great. So highly recommend.
Love.
Okay, we've got to go, but very excited once again for the merch. We forever appreciate you guys' support. We love you so much for being so excited about it. We cannot wait to see you wearing them, styling them. We're also gonna like get some proper pics of us wearing them
out and about. Have we explained at the start, did we explain it's all on Instagram?
No.
Yeah, it was just
we can do that now.
So we're doing it through Instagram. We're doing like an Instagram sale where you've got to be there on time. So because it's going to be through stories. So Sunday 20th, 6 p.m. Sydney time, which is...
we've already settled that.
I can't remember what time that is on the East Coast. But yeah, just to reiterate in case people forgot, through stories. But if you don't have Instagram, just email us. We'll put our email address in the show notes, and we'll send you through what's available and you can order through email.
Yes. And yeah, Instagram stories, limited drop. So... be there or be square. And
don't miss out.
Yes. So excited to see these caps and shirts and shorts in the wild.
Very excited.
Okay. Love you.
Love you guys. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.